on standby.
And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook. To get us started, here's John Hendricks.
Well, we hear all this stuff about the Fed. Is it as bad as everybody says it is?
The Fed now.
Yeah. I guess it depends how fast you like things.
Okay.
So that's kind of the point of our show today is that we're talking about Fed now, and the whole idea of it is that it's supposed to make things faster. And traditionally, banks. And when we mean faster, we're talking about banking and money transactions. So historically, money transactions have been somewhat slow compared to today's standards. We have like high speed trading. You have like cryptocurrencies that can like settle in a day. You have like PayPal and Venmo where you can transfer cash to one person to another person and they receive the money like that day. But the banking system has been somewhat behind the curve in that area, where it can take up to 3 days to transfer money
or more.
Yeah,
and we are behind compared to the rest of the developed world. We still have this 1970s technology, you were saying, Tom. We use the old ACH system or other platforms where it has to be reviewed, it has to go through intermediaries. It takes a long time to transfer money or make payments. Now, let's back up a tad. When we say Fed now for our listeners out there, we're talking about the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve now, meaning payment system. So it's replacing, or not even replacing yet. It's mostly just an addition to these older systems that we have. And this is getting rolled out. This is new. It started this summer. And it's going to be for consumers. It's going to be for businesses. It's going to be for governments. And it's just going to be a way to make payments 365, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
That's right. So the current system is set up in a way that obviously that's a lot slower than that. And then basically anytime you want to make a money transaction from a bank traditionally, or at least it has been in the past, is that you go online, you can submit instructions or you can tell your bank and then they will take those instructions and then process them and it can take up to 3 days. And basically it's called what's called an ACH or an automated clearinghouse is the system that was used. And it kind of works like mailing a letter. Is that if you're going to mail a letter from Whitefish, Montana, let's say you're going to mail it to Missoula, you put your letter in the mailbox, it gets bundled with all the other letters leaving Whitefish. And then it'll go to the post office, and the post office will sort it by destination and then put it in another box with all the letters destined for Missoula. And then they'll take those letters to Missoula, and then they'll distribute them out one by one to each individual house. And that's essentially how the ACH or the automated clearinghouse system, or in other words, basically the plumbing that banks use to transfer money. That's essentially how that works. Is that if you send money from your bank, let's say you want to send it to another bank, the transaction gets submitted, and then it gets bundled with all the transactions leaving that bank that day. It goes to an ACH operator, which is essentially like the post office, and then they'll bundle that transaction with all the other transaction going to the specific location. So if you want to send it to like US Bank or like Glacier Bank or like the Whitefish Credit Union, it'll get sent in a bucket of all the transactions going to like Glacier Bank. And then once it gets to Glacier Bank, one of their representatives will download the file and then allocate those transactions into the appropriate account.
That's right. So this new system, the Fed now, if we're using the mail analogy, is kind of like sending a text message to a friend. It just goes right to them.
Right.
And it's instant, and that's that. There doesn't have to be reviewed. It's not going to take days. It's not going to have to be bundled or reviewed by any intermediaries. So that's what's happening. That's what's being rolled out now.
Yeah.
And it's getting a lot of attention. And there's a lot of good things, and we kind of went over them, but we'll talk about the good and then we'll get into the bad, which really has most folks riled up. but the Fed now, like we said, it's very fast.
Right.
It's going to eliminate a lot of time in the payment systems world. Another thing is it's going to be cheap.
Yeah.
Right now, some of these services for transferring money cost money. Now, the ACH really doesn't. charge a lot of money, but like Zelle and PayPal and Venmo, a lot of times these will charge fees if you want to have instant transfer services or if you transfer money above a certain amount. So it can get expensive. The Fed now is pretty much, they're working towards being free from right. what I understand.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit, whereas you have to pay, and it's, we're talking like cents on every transaction, but if you're a merchant, and like every time you got to pay like 4 cents, that just like either increases the amount you have to charge for something, or it just increases your, it's just another cost that you have to incur over the course of a year. Right. And those cents add up if you're doing thousands of transactions a day.
That's right. And it's particularly going to benefit low wage and gig workers, because mm-hmm. they're going to have quick, immediate access to their cash. Say you're an Uber driver or you're a Lyft or something like that. A lot of times these folks wish to get paid immediately after doing a job or multiple times a day, but it costs them money. So this will be a way for gig workers to get paid. Payday loans were originally created to make ends meet for workers that were waiting for their check to get cash to get processed. It's going to be instant, so it'll particularly help those folks.
Yeah, or for guys like me, is like the market's down today, and I would like to transfer money into my right. investment account. That's like I do it, and that's like, oh yeah, I got to wait 3 days to get my cash.
Or if you're just an American, you want it right now. Amazon drones delivering packages within hours. Why not have our money transfer instantaneous?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing is that this is kind of the Fed is doing this to essentially like pull the U.S. Financial system into the 21st century. Other countries have already, like Sweden, China, and there's a few other ones that have already have same day settlements that are available. So the U.S. is just like, why not us? And they're kind of doing this to kind of essentially update the banking infrastructure in the U.S. And now they're not the only ones doing this. There actually is a private company called RPT that is doing basically the same thing that FedNow does, but in the private sector. And so the Fed is going to, this FedNow is essentially going to be a competitor to the RPT. So there's essentially right. two companies right now that are trying to establish this same day money transfer right. system.
So it's gonna pull payment transactions into the 21st century. It's going to be fast, it's going to be cheap, and it's going to offer competition in the marketplace. So these are all the good things. Right. When we get
now,
back,
what could go wrong?
Exactly. What could go wrong? And that's really what we should focus on when we get back.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and I've got a way for you to participate in what we're doing. As you know, we've established a charitable foundation to engage more members and build stronger communities. And through a unique partnership with Montevino Winery, we created a Parkside Partner Edition wine that supports local nonprofits. You buy a bottle of wine, which you were probably going to do anyway, and these nonprofits benefit. Giving back never tasted so good. At Parkside Credit Union, we like to say yes.
It's Keen Days at Sportsman and Ski House, Friday through Sunday only, September 8th through 10th. Buy any pair of Keen footwear, get a second pair of equal or lesser value for half price. What a great time to stock up on your favorite Keen styles. Or if you haven't yet discovered why Keen footwear has so many fans, now's the time. Keen Days, Friday through Sunday. Buy any pair of Keen footwear, get a second pair at half price. Sportsman Ski House, Kalispell and Whitefish.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
Okay, so we talked about some of the benefits of FedNow, right? It sounds pretty good. But now we're going to talk about some of the arguments against FedNow.
And there's a lot of arguments against it. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going on, believe it or not. Anytime there's change, particularly change with the federal government, you're going to get some theories out there. But one of the many concerns to kick it off is fraud. Now, the reason why current transfers to the ACH system or chips take so long is to make sure that these transfers are legitimate. Now, if there's any kind of detection of fraud, then these transfers can, in most cases, can be reversed before the transaction settles. And usually, 3 days or more is typically sufficient. So when we have these instant transactions and fraud exists, how do you fight against that? How do you prevent it? So that's a big concern.
Yeah, how do you speed up all those like security compliance stuff so that it happens instantaneously while keeping the same security and like monitoring capabilities?
In the cases of big transfers, when you're using the ACH system, there's a physical person.
Yeah.
Scrutinizing this thing, and they're looking at all the parties, all the institution, making sure everything clear, everything is above board. So. Mm-hmm. It's going
to
be interesting.
Yep, and they might have the technology to do it. I don't actually know. Like that gets one step, further from what I actually understand.
The elimination of human error.
Yeah, you could be. Get that.
Yeah. There's a you could make that case, yeah.
Unless, you know, whoever wrote the code like made an error and we just don't catch
it. Create a monster.
So, but yes, so there's that. You know, one of the other arguments against FedNow is that some companies feel uncomfortable with the government competing against private businesses like this RPT, which basically does the same thing as FedNow. And right now, I kind of looked them up, they charge relatively the same amount for the transactions that they process. I guess the argument against FedNow is that they could theoretically, you know, just make transactions free, and that would basically put like RPT and anybody else in the industry out of business because the Fed can basically operate without having to turn profit, essentially.
Right.
So that's one of the big concerns about FedNow being in the private marketplace.
Right, absolutely. And another one is with the FedNow, these instant transfers, banks would pretty much not have any flexibility or protection against massive instant bank withdrawals. Now think back earlier this year, we had Silicon Valley Bank collapse.
Oh, yes.
A lot of these big regional banks were feeling squeezed by the interest rates and also rapid withdrawals. However, it gave them a few days before these transactions cleared. They had days to sell some bonds or use other methods to generate this cash. Now, if the FedNow was in place during that time, it could have been considerably worse.
Right. Yeah, because there's no cap on those, so you can basically there's no buffer there for banks.
A bank can look at, hey, these deposits need to go out. What can we do? Okay, we're gonna have to sell these bonds for a loss. That's a bummer. We can come up with the cash. Whereas if they want it all right now and you don't have the cash, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. So you know, as advisor, we get a lot of questions about this, and there's two things going on with the government right now that are getting conflated a little bit, and one is the you know, kind of the project to look at like a digital U.S. dollar, and then there's also the FedNow. And sometimes, you know, we see that they kind of get lumped together. But right now, FedNow is a completely different thing than the digital dollar is.
Right.
And so
right.
this isn't like the first step to replacing cash, because FedNow does not work on like a the blockchain. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like using like text messages to send money information, and it's not cleared through like a blockchain technology like the digital yuan is and stuff like that. So this is something completely different, and it's made to basically just facilitate the exchange of cash currency quicker.
Right. This is just the CBDC is what they call it, the central bank digital currency Trojan horse.
Yeah.
And they're packing it full of FedNow soldiers, and they're throwing it into the gates of our federal or of our financial system. And before you know it, we're going to start looking like China, which, by the way, passed a digital yuan. So if folks are concerned about that, is this the straw that breaks the camel back? Are we going into fascism? So that's what folks are talking about. They don't. It's this whole government abuse that's getting them wrapped around the axle. They don't like the Fed being in a player where they're regulating. Or they're issuing payment systems in the system they're supposed to regulate. So there's certainly a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. Big government stepping in, it has folks concerned.
Yeah. So there is a separate endeavor by the Federal Reserve to, what Jerome Powell said at this point, is to, they're going to just start the preliminary process at looking into a digital currency. But right now, FedNow is basically just a way to expedite the transfer of currency and not necessarily to replace physical dollars.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And mostly it's just going to be an addition to our current system. So the ACH did $40 trillion worth of transactions last year alone. It'll probably cannibalize a lot of that old ACH technology. Mm-hmm. And instead of transacting with the ACH, you're gonna transact with the FedNow. And by the way, I think it's worth underscoring that a lot of these systems that we have in place are already going through the Fed.
Right.
We have the Fed Line program, we have the Fed ACH, we have the Fed Wire. So a majority of payment transactions are going through a Federal Reserve branch intermediary anyway. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and she's really into The Little Mermaid right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a farcical cartoon. You know, there's mermaids swimming around, there's talking crabs, there's witches casting spells. And then there's this one scene where the Little Mermaid's fish pops out of the water, and my 3-year-old says, "Hey, fish can't breathe out of water. And it's like, okay, this was your snapback to reality. You know, so it's kind of like that, where we're already in this system highly regulated by the Fed. So this whole FedNow program, I don't see as a huge threat.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want your transactions getting tracked by the government, I mean, they already are. They can get that information if they want to. FedNow is not going to increase surveillance of your transactions.
I see this overall as a net good in the end. Now, it's still pretty new. Things can change, but right now it seems like it won't be a pretty good deal.
So all this stuff I'm seeing in social media about, don't let them take away our dollars, don't let them take away our paper money.
This is to facilitate the transaction of paper money, like, quick, because I mean, it's all pretty much digital right now anyways, but this is not replacing actual physical
cash. When was the last time that you sent money to someone, physical money?
Sent it,
physical money.
Oh, like, yeah. So when you make payments,
it's probably digital anyway, is my guess.
Yeah.
Really, I think this is, anytime there's a change, it gets people rallied up.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's quite justified.
Yeah. And there is a physical difference between like using like a cash-based system and a digital-based system that's cleared through the blockchain. But right now, FedNow is just to make your bank transactions faster.
Right. There's electronic and then there's digital currency.
Right.
We're not digital currency.
Yeah. That's a different animal.
Mm-hmm. All right. So all you Facebook guys, relax.
Just chill for a minute. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us for Coco Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at kgez.com. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM.